2029 for the office of Vespers. I would invite you to please stand. Oh Lord, open my lips
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation.
Psalm 32, responsively by whole verse.
Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away, my groaning all day long.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. Surely in the rush of great waters, they shall not reach him.
You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble.
You surround me with shouts of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding,
which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Hymn number 425.
Thank you.
after Jesus had said this, he was deeply troubled and testified, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. The hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. His disciples were very sad. They stared at one another at a loss to know which of them he meant, and began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. One after the other, they began to say to him, Surely not I, Lord. Jesus replied, It is one of the 12. The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. The disciple whom Jesus loved was reclining next to him. Simon Peter mentioned to this disciple and said, Ask him which one he means. Leaning back against Jesus, he asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, Surely not I, Rabbi. Jesus answered, Yes, it is you. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. What you are about to do, do quickly, Jesus told him. But no one at the meal understood why Jesus had said this to him. Since Judas had charge of the money, some thought Jesus was telling him to buy what was needed for the feast or to give something to the poor. As soon as Judas had taken the bread, he went out, and it was night. When he was gone, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, then God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. While they were eating, Jesus took bread on the night he was betrayed, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. They all drank from it. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We join in the Lenten responsory found on page 231.
Deliver me, O Lord, my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me. refuge of the weary, as we look at the prediction of his betrayal, the institution of the Lord's Supper, which came before we would see his throne-encircled brow. We're in the midst of the 40 days of Lent, our third Lenten Vespers service. As we get closer to the events of Holy Week, we are preparing ourselves to understand what it means that Jesus is our substitute, our Redeemer, and the atoning sacrifice for our sins. That he took our place so that our sin becomes his and his righteousness becomes ours. We just sang, "Do we pass that cross unheeding, breathing no repentant vow? Though we see you wounded, bleeding, see your thorn-encircled brow, yet your sinless death has brought us life eternal, peace and rest. Only what your grace has taught us calms the sinner's deep distress." As we consider Jesus' throne-encircled brow, as he would be crowned by thorns by the soldiers, we consider the prediction of his betrayal, which is a picture of all of us sinners, and we consider the Lord's Supper, which is a meal for all of us sinners. The prediction of the betrayal, which you heard in the Passion account, is a picture of all of us sinners. Jesus is deeply troubled as they are celebrating the Passover. He was a real human being who felt sorrow about what was going to happen to him. "One of you will betray me, one who is eating at this table." Have you ever been betrayed by a close friend? Do you know what that is like and the sorrow it creates? These 12 had been trained for 3 years. The disciples are sad. They're questioning one another. "Surely not I, Lord." And they were all being honest, except for Judas, because Judas knew what he was about to do. They are sad, and Jesus is depressed in spirit. He predicts the betrayal before it happens and says, "Woe to this man." Woe is a word of deep sorrow, of the realization of the judgment that will fall upon this man. "Woe is this man. The Son of Man goes as it is written about him, but woe to this man." Son of Man goes as is written about him. Not only did Jesus, and did he in fact, predict this exact betrayal, the whole Old Testament, especially Isaiah chapter 53 and Psalm 22, which I encourage you during the Lenten season to read, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah and the 22nd Psalm, which picture all the details of Jesus' passion. It was written, and it must happen this way. The Son of Man will be sacrificed for us sinners. Simon Peter and John go back and forth as to who this can be. And since John is Jesus' closest friend, he lets John know that the one to whom I give the bread is the one. And it's Judas Iscariot. And Satan enters into him because he had planned to betray the Son of Man for 30 pieces of silver. His problem was greed. His idol was money. And soon, as Satan entered into him, the deed would be done. And when Judas leaves, Jesus says, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God the Father is glorified in him." Think of that. Jesus is glorified not by telling all of us, "All you people, all you sinners, get down on your faces in front of me." No, he is glorified by going to the cross for us sinners. This is something that we meditate on all of our lives. How can God be glorified by his Son dying for sinners? Because it shows his love for us. He is our Father, and he wants us as his children to be with him. And so he is glorified by his Son becoming the sacrifice, the substitute, and the Savior on the cross. This we meditate on during the whole season of Lent. God is glorified by Jesus being lifted up on the cross. The Lord Jesus also, before he is crowned with thorns, would also give a meal for us sinners in the Lord's Supper, which of course we celebrate on Maundy Thursday. You see, this meal was the celebration of the Passover, when the Passover lamb was sacrificed, the Passover lamb without blemish in the book of Exodus, and the blood was put over the doorposts and lintels of the house, and because of the blood, the firstborn sons were spared. Now Jesus is giving us the new covenant. He is the Paschal Lamb who is without blemish. His blood will be over the cross beams of the wooden cross. And because of his blood, he, the firstborn, the only begotten of the Father, God will pass over our sins in this new covenant of Christ's body and blood. Jesus knew the betrayal. He knew he was going to die for us sinners. But before he did, and before he wore the crown of thorns, he gives us this meal for us sinners. Take and eat. Take and drink. With the bread and the wine, I give you my body and blood. This is my body and blood. Why? To remember me, yes. To give thanks, but for the forgiveness of sins. And think of that. This eternal meal for us sinners. As surely as the bread and the wine touches our mouth, we receive with our mouth the body and blood of Christ under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins. Even in his darkest moments and his greatest suffering, he wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about us. As we get closer to Lent, one of the most famous pictures of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came for us sinners, who was betrayed by sinners, who gives us this meal for us sinners, is the picture of Jesus with Pontius Pilate saying, "Behold the man," as Jesus is crowned with thorns in a scarlet robe, and the people cry, "Crucify." Can you look at Jesus standing there with a crown of thorns on his head, scourges on his back, hands tied together like he's a criminal, with a scarlet purple robe on his back, with blood running down his face, and not be deeply moved? It does move us, because this is the depth of his love. So, my friends, let Jesus be the refuge of the weary, which is you and me. Let him, though he knows at times we have betrayed him, forgive you as he forgave Simon Peter. Let him, because he knows you are a sinner, give you his meal of his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins, so that this Lenten season you can indeed meditate on the deep love that Christ has for you and me. Never doubt that love, ever. Do we pass that cross unheeding, breathing no repentant vow? Though we see you wounded, bleeding, see your thorn-encircled brow, yet your sinless death has brought us life eternal, peace, and rest. Only what your grace has taught us calms the sinner's deep distress. For Jesus' sake, amen.
We stand and sing Mechanical, found on page 231.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense.
And the lifting up of my hands as the
next to you, and then tear out the sheet and place it in the basket in the narthex on your way out of church. We collect our offerings. You may be seated. Kyrie, page 233, please stand.
Maybe see.